And now, after years of planning, sweating, and going broke, here is the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
And it left the media.
Why they would give this man a podcast is anyone's guess.
And there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Welcome to the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Trapped, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Country music and fine moonshine. Finally, a podcast that lets it all hang out.
Let's level with America.
Got your boots? Ready for some whiskey?
These boots are made for walking.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And now, the Boots and Whiskey Podcast with Jim Belisle.
Hey, everyone. Jim here, Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Happy New Year, January 2nd, 2024. Our first episode of the year, our first episode of Season 9. Wow, it feels like season 8 was so many episodes, because it was. We did so much shit in season 8, so we thank you so much for bearing with us and coming along the ride. But today, clean slate, season 9, you're going to get one episode a week now for the foreseeable future. Today, we are kicking off the new year with one of our good friends and one of our partners in crime here at the Boots and Whiskey Podcast, our friend Ray Finn from Hogwash and Rhinestone, right here in Hopedale, Massachusetts. Go check out their website, man. Their shit is cool. She's got stuff in Nashville set up. She's worked with some great artists, from Jody Messina to Becca Bowen to, oh God, the list goes on and on and on. That's what you say when you forget names off the top of your head. But hey, you know what? That's how we do it here. If it is your first time checking us out, welcome. We are an off-the-cuff kind of show. It's no bullshit, no holds barred. We say it as it is, man. We are not your typical country music or Western wear, if you will, in this situation, type of, like, everything is great and everything is rainbows and roses and everybody is perfect. We don't do that shit here. We give it to you straight. You know, it's all about the real people that we talk to, the real stories they have, and it's all about real country, what it means to us, what that means to them. So we thank you for being a part of this ride, and, you know, hope 2023 was freaking amazing, so hopefully 2024 will be just as good. Today's a clean slate, man. It's the day two of 365, 366 this year? I don't know. Is it a leap year? I'm not sure. But yeah, so thank you so much for coming along for the ride, and we will see you on the flip side of this. If it is your first time, like I mentioned, go check us out on our socials. Everything is at Boots and Whiskey Podcast. Our website is bootsandwhiskeyentertainment.com. The website's a work in progress, but you know what? It is what it is, and we appreciate you all for being here. So thank you so much, and again, enjoy our conversation with the wonderful and our dear, dear friend. We love this lady so much. Ray Finn, enjoy. We want to give a big thank you to our friends over at Off the Rails here in Worcester, Massachusetts. You can find them at offtherailswooster.com. They have a great restaurant, a great music venue. They have everything you would want to feel like in Nashville, right here in Central Mass. If you're ever in the area, check out the restaurant, check out the music venue. Again, offtherailswooster.com, 90 Commercial Street, Worcester. Check them out.
Hi, Jim. Nothing. We finally made it.
I know. It feels like it's been like 2 years since we've been talking about
it. Feels like it has been.
You know.
It might even be three.
Listen, we're going on year three. We started in 21, in the summer of 21.
Right, at the country jam in Blackstone?
We were already a year in at that point. We were already a year.
Are you sure?
Yes.
From where? How?
What do you mean?
Where did we
That's
meet?
Where we met the first time. That country jam at Logic.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because I didn't do it this year, 23.
Me neither.
Because it was all cover band.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who chose on?
Well,
nothing wrong with cover bands.
Yeah, and it's starting to get saturated with bleach flannels. So yeah. We walked away.
Yeah.
Also.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, we started in the summer of 21. Because we're in 23 now. Summer of 21.
That's amazing.
24 will be 3 years.
Holy, it's flying. Kind of scary.
It's stupid how much time has gone.
I don't know if I'd use that word.
No, stupid, like, not in a bad way, but stupid, like,
like that's crazy. Yeah, that is nuts. Time. Nuts. And I don't even know. I mean, I guess I do have a lot to show for it. I was going to say, I don't even know what I have to show for it, but
well,
I do.
Well, that's how I feel. You know, where it's like, you know, I've been doing great things. You know, I've been doing a lot of fun things, but it's like at the same time.
No, but I think you're downplaying it. I think we really have to recognize probably. Some of those.
Maybe, but it's like.
Moments.
You know, I think my problem is for sure, is that there's a lot of resources out there. It's just where do you start?
Right.
You know?
It's at the beginning.
Okay, yeah, we're still. Cool. I just want to make sure that we're. Because I'm used to hearing it, because we're live, for those of you that are wondering. We typically, you know, see it on the, I do this over the phone, so like my.
Oh, you can see like, the voice thing.
Yeah,
okay.
It's going crazy.
Well, hopefully it's working.
Yeah, I'm sure it's working. Yeah, so what was I saying?
You were saying resources, and
oh,
how
yeah,
do you
resources.
Start? But I think
yeah.
you've already started. You
no,
started.
No, absolutely. But there's other resources out there that I'm not going to lie to you. I just don't want to use.
Well, then don't use them.
I don't want to use them either.
Well,
that's
your gut telling
you. Know,
yeah.
I mean?
Well, stay away from that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and this, for what I'm doing, you know, we're doing very different things, right? You're doing the fashion side of, you know, the idea of country music. And I'm doing the news, entertainment side of it.
Yeah, you're getting down to the nitty gritty with these artists.
Yeah, we don't culture.
And that's why I love it. I love what you do.
I love what you do. Because you're doing. Why don't you tell everybody what you do? Because I know what you do. But maybe they don't.
Okay. Well, I have a fashion brand called Hogwash and Rhinestones. And I do a lot of upcycling. So that's taking pieces of discarded clothing, scraps, things like that, and putting them all together to create these unique pieces. And I'd say in the last 2 to 3 years, I've been focused a lot on musicians in Nashville. Because everybody loves a one-of-a-kind piece.
Yeah.
You know,
stageware. What made you start doing this, of all things? Why not just...
design regular clothing?
Right.
I don't know, sustainability. And you know what drives me nuts is going by those bins. You know the clothing bins where you donate, like Planet Aid and stuff? And it's like jam packed and shit's falling out of the sides of it. And it's like, where is all that going? How do you know where it goes? And it's in clothing takes a wicked long time to decompose. You know, that destroys our landfills. Yeah. So I'm like, what if I just took a piece of that? Or, you know, if something was stained or ripped, I always put a patch on it or like would paint shit on jackets and stuff. So it just kind of evolved into this sustainable brand. I'd say that 70% of everything I do is probably upcycled, but we also have, you know, t-shirts and new stuff too.
Yeah.
New is, I always say some new, some old, some altered, because we also have vintage.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. So were you doing this just for like yourself and your friends?
Yeah. In high school, I had this wicked pair of cool Levi's that I made like all like cosmic.
Yeah.
And stuff with moons and stars.
Yeah.
And
it was cool.
Yeah, before it was cool.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was cool.
But yeah.
But I was always into that unique look.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's funny because I'm kind of sort of shy.
Yeah.
Well, not more, maybe not. But back then, I'm like, okay, that's part of my thing is like your outfit can speak for you. So if you're not ready to walk into a party and be like, hey, I'm here. But if you walk in wearing a pair of bell bottoms, with friggin' fringe on them, then everybody's gonna turn me like, oh, okay.
Right.
And I didn't have to say anything.
Right. Huh. Yeah, they just look at you and be like, who is this crazy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why I love you so much. You are
batshit crazy. awesome. I don't know if I'm batshit. No, there goes a squirrel. I'm just distracted.
So how did it go from let's make a few things to hey, I'm gonna
try this forever? Yeah, yeah, I think, well, 12 years ago, how it all really started was a t-shirt company, because my friend and I were like, we were really into Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash. We're looking for country t-shirts, mm-hmm. and cool vintage yeah. t-shirts.
Not to interrupt you, but for the kids that are listening to, that's real country music. None of this.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Classic. Yeah. Porter Wagoner. All that. So we started a t-shirt company. So they were like Ladies Love Outlaws, Mischief and Mayhem, and just the regular Hogwash brand t-shirts. But that's where it started, just as a t-shirt company, and then collecting vintage belt buckles and vintage Levi's, mm-hmm. and then kind of sell. And then back then we were just doing house parties. Oh, so sure. we'd just show up with our shit, and right. someone would have like five couple. Friends. Or, exactly. Yeah. So then I bought a horse trailer and converted it to a shop. Oh, and sure. But it was on its last leg. It was vintage. It was 1975 Kingston. So then we could go to these houses with the horse trailer.
Yeah.
And then do like holiday strolls and stuff. It was wicked cool. The setup was cool, but the bottom rotted out.
That's awesome.
So I just never replaced it.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I never replaced it, and I'll be completely honest, and I grew up in construction and I can drive a truck, and for the life of me, backing a horse trailer up into a very small driveway.
Not fun.
No. Like I'd have to get to the party like an hour early just to mentally prepare. How am I gonna do this? Why does it keep going the opposite way?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so we started doing house parties, and then that's when I started doing a little bit of upcycling with the stuff that we were buying. In other words, these vintage jackets and stuff, mm-hmm. I was like cutting up my own t-shirts and putting them on the jackets. So it's okay. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then, you know, so yeah, it's cool. And then it just literally snowballed.
Right.
And then had a storefront in Holliston that closed up 7 years ago, I think, and moved to Hopedale like 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember. And then this space being the biggest, and it's more production orientated, yeah. you know? Yeah. And I mean, the bummer is just being so off the beaten path here in Hopedale, no one knows we're here.
Yeah.
I mean, I do my best to advertise. Right. You see the stuff on Instagram. But it's to get people in here. So I just had a local musician come in the other day. She's like, holy shit, I didn't know you were here. And then she mentioned a local band, one of her friends, Whiskey Six?
Okay.
Yeah. She said, you know, I'll have to tell her that you're over here. Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I'm getting exposure. That's but it's more about, like, you know, this definitely is more about production.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, we're sitting in the space here that, you know, it's all over the place.
You mean my shit?
Yeah.
I know.
But like, it's
that's
it's
my brain.
Chaos.
I know. That's because I know.
Exactly
I know well, I know exactly where everything is.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You say black fringe, I can run over there and right. pull out the black fringe.
I don't even know what black fringe is, but that's fine.
What? How can you be a cowboy and not know what?
Because I have.
Oh. Well, you're still gonna know what fringe is. Guys wear fringe. Friggin' Kevin Costner wears fringe on his leather jacket.
I will have to.
Suede jacket. What about Dumb and Dumber? When Harry, he's got leather gloves, and they're fringed leather gloves.
Really?
Oh my God, I know I'm not making it up.
No,
he's
I know.
Wearing
I,
that
I know exactly
when he was trying to, he weeps,
yeah, when
goes
he
to the bar.
Yeah.
I thought she said 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
That she was a raging alcoholic.
Yeah. And then he walks out of the bar.
And
we blame it on the moon.
Right. His gloves were fringy.
So that's
I hope okay. to God I'm right.
You totally are right. You're absolutely 100% correct. I just never knew that was fringe. Because when I think
Cole Swindell had fringe on a fringe jacket. Don't say anything bad.
I'm not.
But anyways, fringe is one of my favorite things to add to any outfit. And I think clothing in Nashville, like, that's exactly, yeah. Like, I don't think there's a piece down there that doesn't have fringe on it.
That's like your MO.
It is. And I know some people, when I do custom stuff, that's the first thing I say, fringe or no fringe. Because some people are like, I'm not going to wear that with fringe on. It's like, don't you want to stand out? I mean.
Yeah, I get it. But, like, I would think, like, because I've seen some jackets you have, and it's like fringe, now that I know the terminology, fringe all the way down, like, the arm and down the side and stuff. Like, and I think to myself.
Is that going to get in the way of the guitar?
Get in the way, period.
All right, I will tell you, I have a jacket right now that has 12-inch orange fringe. And it was different. I was eating, it would have been popcorn.
It might
or
have
something.
Any, it could be anything.
Anything.
Be taking a sip out of a straw.
And then, no, like, and yeah, it's getting in the bowl. So you're picking it. Yeah, you're picking up the fringe with popcorn.
That's awesome. That's great. So I want to ask you, when you start this whole adventure 12 years ago, the internet is not what it currently is. I know it sounds like, oh, 12 years ago was nothing. Like, we've come a long way.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So how did you find all of these old pieces?
The thrift stores, okay. or putting out feelers, like, anybody have anything to donate? You know, if you want to know where your clothes are going, gotcha. Rather than throw it in one of those bins. So, you know, it was a little bit of collecting, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, and we, you know, back in the day, like, when we were just starting, We'd also trade stuff. Like, we'd let people come in with their old stuff and then let them pick from, like, a rack of new old stuff. It would be new to them, but it was old
gotcha.
Stuff.
Oh, that's
so, like,
cool.
Yeah. So it's like an accessory swap or right. a clothing swap.
Right. So the place in Holliston, how big was that?
350 square feet. So this is a bit different.
Yeah.
2,500.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah. But I mean, and I don't know how the heck we were in a smaller space than this, you know, in the park next door, industrial park.
Yeah.
How the hell this all fit in there is beyond me, because that was only 800 square feet.
Yeah, that was tiny.
800 square feet. So I don't know. Either I've accumulated more stuff, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. You've been
here
a lot over
here. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Awesome. Hello. Trust me.
Yeah. That's just someone from the fan club. Yeah. They drive by every day.
Yeah.
Honk for hogwash.
So once you start rolling, and I mean, obviously you must be doing all right being in a space this large. What else have you been doing? Who have you been making custom pieces for in the country music world?
I just did a jacket for Jen Fielder. She's with Smithfield.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of Smithfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and hers was super specific. She wanted a jacket that had to do with her Texas, her hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked on the phone and we went over all the things. I said, you know, throw out 10 things that you like about Texas or you love about Texas. Or the music, how you grew up in the music industry.
Sure.
And so I worked with that. So I searched on eBay for, you know, some of the old t-shirts from the venues that she grew up playing in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And then we have an in-house embroidery here. So, you know, we embroidered some names of music.
With keeping that Central Mass vibe going, we have to thank our friends over at the DCU Center. Again, here in Worcester, dcucenter.com. They are the premier venue here in Central Massachusetts. They are a mid-size arena. They're the home of the Worcester Railers, the Massachusetts Pirates. Numerous concerts, numerous events. Check them out, dcucenter.com. They are at 50 Foster Street, right here in Worcester. Cheers.
Music halls, and we put the word Smithfield. I put a microphone on there, but it was really specific to all the things that she felt that she loved. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, because I saw that little video they did on Instagram. It was great.
Yeah, that was cool. That one was fun. Yeah, that was fun. She actually had rented one of my jackets back in April and wore it for a show. She rented the Dolly Parton jacket, which has been rented 4 times now since April. Nice. Harper Grace.
Yep.
Have you interviewed her? Oh. Yeah, she wore it also. So it's nice because they'll tag when they wear it. So that's cool. Becca Bowen also wore it too.
Yep. We've had Becca scheduled on this show for a long time. But we had to cancel one day. She did. And then...
So last time I was in Nashville, she came in to meet me.
Yep.
She came into my pop-up so we could talk.
Nice.
So I'm going to do something custom for her.
Nice.
Speaking of Orange Fringe, because I was wearing my Orange Fringe camouflage jacket.
Yep.
She's a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, yep. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
But she's worn like 4 of my pieces.
Nice.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Anybody else?
Well, Jody Messina.
Yeah.
I made her a jacket this past year.
Can you talk about your relationship with Jody?
Well, I went to high school with her and I'm friends with her. Yeah. We still keep in touch.
Talk about that.
Well, we still keep in touch.
You know.
And she's coming finally to New England next June, which I'm super psyched for.
Yeah.
She gave me a little heads up.
17 shows in like 4 days.
Yeah. I know.
Eight miles.
Yeah, and I think that she didn't even go to the CMAs this year because I think she was exhausted from touring, you know, because I was all saying, hey, what you wearing for CMAs? She's like, I don't even think I'm going to go. I'm too tired from touring because she took all that time off.
Right. Yeah, so, she didn't do anything for like years.
Years. I remember going in the 90s like to see her and it was like crazy. Woohoo!
Yeah.
At Indian Ranch, actually.
Right. Now, what was she like in high school?
I don't think that she wasn't like loud or she was always into music though, like because her family was very music oriented. But just to hang out, just like a hangout person, like no, like a regular girl.
Yeah.
You know, like just a cool.
Right.
I think we were in Brownies like for a half a second together.
Awesome.
I don't even know. Maybe not. Maybe it was 4-H. Because I don't think I ever remember me being a brownie. I don't think I was the brownie type. I might have been a fruitcake, but not a brownie.
I mean, you know, whatever. All right, so.
I'm trying to think. Wait a minute. Is there someone else? I feel like I'm forgetting to mention somebody, like.
I know you were talking about once when you were talking about Taylor Austin.
Yeah, and it's so. I don't know what happened. Like, that didn't come to fruition. I know because I thought when I don't want to say the other company, but I thought that they were working together. And then her response was that my brand wasn't aligned with her look. And I'm thinking, what do you mean? Because when I see her dressed, I'm like, oh, that looks like a hog. That looks like something I would do or design or put together.
Right.
So that's a bummer. I'm not letting it go though. You know, every once in a while, I'll always send out, you know, Instagram, like, messages, but you don't know who's reading them.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's them or their manager. Yeah, it's their manager. Or, no?
A lot of the time, these artists.
They're doing it?
Yeah.
And then you don't want to be, I don't want to be psycho and, like, keep pushing and pushing it.
Yeah,
well,
you're
I,
busy.
Right, they are busy. And I just got to remind them, you know, just remind them, hey, I just, and I, you know, I learned a big lesson probably 5 years ago. Well, no, I didn't learn it at all because I was still sending out free stuff. But I mean, I've probably given away about $6,000 worth of hogwash just trying to get a musician to wear something. You know, I'd find this find an address and be like, let me send you this jacket. And I would just do it and hope and pray that they were going to wear it and tag me and everything. And all that time, it was driving my husband crazy.
Yeah,
he's like, why are you giving stuff away?
Right.
And it's like,
because you also have that fear of like, all right, well, this is going to be, let's just, you know, for easy math, you know, this is a $50 piece.
You
get that fear of like, well,
I just shipped. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I'm at the level where, you know, I sent off a $400 jacket to Australia and I got one tag.
Right.
Like one day, one tag. Which I don't know. It was a I tried really hard. That was a good jacket.
Right. Now, did you get that jacket back?
No.
Why?
Oh, never mind. So it's just that, you know, so now being at the showroom in Nashville, having that rack of clothes there, and I'm, you know, I went from having just three bridal jackets there to now having a full rack of rentals. So that's to me is a little bit better. It doesn't, it just, you're not giving the stuff away.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just spent a lot of time, like I said, and you wonder where that stuff goes. Like,
right.
Somebody take good care of it? Did they give it to their, you know, the homeless guy in the, I mean, right. Which is okay. That's a nice thing.
Right.
Someone to be wearing a $400 hogwash jacket. And that's the other thing too. Like, I learned a lot about pricing and all that. Like, you work on something for 10 hours, you can't sell it for $75.
Right.
You know, and I learned that from Kristen at the showroom. She's really helped me. She owns the showroom.
Right.
And she's totally helped me as far as my price point. And things
well,
like that.
That's kind of like how it is here with us. You know, we've gotten to that point where it's like, you know, I think I do a good job at what I do. You know,
you do.
We you know, we're a little off center, a little off kilter, but like, I think this industry and news organizations like mine is missing. You know, we have a few out there that are like, you know, buddy with artists, but that's because they are buddy with artists.
Yeah.
You know, they have that relationship. Like, I go into it with, you know, me being me, and I tell my guests, it's like, just be you.
Like, well, I like what you just said before we started this. You said, I said something about messing up, and you said, no, just be you, because that's,
that's
people, people want to hear you. They don't want to hear you trying not to fumble or sound ridiculous.
Right. They don't want to hear I mean, I have found that people don't necessarily want to hear a polished story. You know, I get guests quite often, especially like the younger girls that come on are very like polished, because we still have that stigma of, you know, well, you're a girl, you should carry yourself this way, you know, yada yada.
Oh yeah, that train left my station I don't even think it was ever in my station.
But then you see girls like, you know, Priscilla Block, who, or Elle King, who are
faves.
Being 100% authentically them and still killing it.
Yeah, those were two of the on my wish list to do a jacket for.
I mean, I tell my wife all the time that Priscilla is on my hall pass list. 100%.
Oh my god, that's so awesome.
I love that girl to death.
I love her even more now that she's worn that the safety vest and everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god! I'm like, I have reached out to her, her and Elle. I mean, I was that close to Elle King, but she was touring, so she never got the jacket. So I did get the jacket back, and then sold it. It's actually at the showroom, so they're renting it.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, and I think Becca Bowen ended up wearing that jacket too.
Yeah, we got I kind of got in trouble from Becca's PR person, because I reached out directly to her and I was like, hey, let's do something. And she's like, you just go. Not my style, but whatever you want. But anyway, sweet girl. Now,
it's probably because about the train never being in my station and being polished.
Well, like that. Right. Oh, right.
You know, being true.
Right.
Authentic.
And that's, you know, I think, you know, I've gotten emails from people from, you know, PR places that, you know, probably would never say it publicly, and I get it. Like, you know, when I write my reviews, I get a little, you know, I write them the way I would talk. You know, I don't write them like, oh, well, how elegant are these words to describe this song or this? Like, fuck, right off. Nobody talks about that. You know, and I wrote a review once about an album. And one of the PR girls reached out to me, and she like quoted one of my lines. I said like, "This song hit me in the fucking field," right? Like just like that. And she copied it and sent it back to me. And she's like, "This line did two things: it made me laugh, and it was so authentic and real." And she goes, "This is something we don't ever."
Oh, that's so awesome! That's awesome feedback.
Awesome feedback.
That's so good.
Like, you know, you know, whatever. Right? But I know she could never say that publicly. You know what I mean? I get it. I 100% understand it. But, like, knowing that those sentiments and feelings are out there.
No, and then, I mean, and I feel like if you're fake and you're not being your true self, then you have an awful lot, like, never mind just trying to keep up with the daily, like, then you got to keep up with the things you said, and then I don't even know if I like that or I don't like that. Right. I mean, crisis.
Right. It's wild how, you know, the industry is still like, this is who you are. This is who you need.
Like, yeah. Just be. And that's why I think a lot, you see a lot more artists being independent and not right. getting a manager.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. They're just doing it on their own.
If you can do it on your own, I tell them, if you can do it on their own, do it on your own.
Is Morgan Wallen on his own? No. Cody, who is it? Someone.
Cody James.
Cody. Yeah. That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
And like.
Yeah. And we did it all. Yeah. Almost. I love that.
You know, like.
Because that's what happens though. Because like if you, the manager's like, well, you got to. It's your brand. It's your music. You got to kind of be this way or what it's like. No. A good manager would let you be who you are and work around that rather than tell you work around what the manager wants.
Yeah. Right. And you know what? We were talking about this before we started to record this, but like that whole, you know, suitable for radio stuff going away.
It is.
It's done. I don't want to say it's done, but it's not.
Between Sirius XM and, is that what you're talking about?
No, like I'm just talking like radio in general.
Like 102.5 or something.
Like I'm talking like everyday radio station.
Well, because you can't, well, you're so limited to right. what you can say.
And what you
there's
can
nothing, find. There's nothing you can do in the right. in between for the commercials that's exciting. You can't talk to anybody. I mean, you right. can't say the wrong thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you listen to, you know, wherever you are for country radio. Like, you're never going to hear one of those DJs come out and just say, like, hey, here's the latest, you know, I don't know, well, Cole Swindell song. Like, we have to play it, but it sucks. You know what I mean? You're never going to hear that. Yeah, I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying you'll never hear
right.
something.
Well, no, because they'll be fired.
Right. Right. You'll never hear anybody.
Well, that's why live radio, like, you, what you do is.
It's so important.
Yeah.
You know, because I can come out and be like, you know what? Florida Georgia Line broke up. Thank fucking God. You know what I mean? Like, thank God.
I want to agree with you so bad.
Agree with me.
I do agree with you.
I know. I know you do. Most people do.
I don't. Yeah.
Like
never ever. I just.
Brian Kelly by himself. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fantastic. Tyler Hartman by himself. There's a place for that. Not for me, but there's a place for.
Yeah.
That. You know, whatever.
I do agree.
Right, and then. Why not?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're saying it. It's like you're just saying exactly how you feel.
You know what? If Brian Kelly or Tyler Hubbard or whatever hear this and get angry and want to come on and talk about it, I'm here. I will give them the time of day.
There you go.
You know?
I like it.
But all of them are like that. You know? And I hate to say it, but even the girls in country music, everybody sounds the exact
same
on the radio.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
You know, even Lainey. I love Lainey to death.
Well, you know, all the more reason that they should dress differently.
That's right.
That's everybody should beat to their own drum. But I mean, that's why, you know, one of the other things that's important is just not standing out. You know, if you're gonna be different, if you're gonna all sound the same, at least look different.
Right, right. You know, I agree 100%. 100%.
Wear a construction uniform or a safety vest.
Or
you know?
Wear hogwash.
Yeah. Attire with the long fringe.
Right.
You know, and no two will ever be the same.
Right. No,
so you're not going to, Meg Maroney isn't going to be wearing the same jacket that I designed for Elle King.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that she was another one on my list. And nothing.
Right.
Nothing. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
I'll keep messaging.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those people are on the stretch. Those people, a lot of those people you have talked about have rockets attached to their ass and they're going, you know, 1,000 miles an hour.
Some days I want a rocket attached to my ass.
Me too.
You know, like, or I want to doppelganger myself. I want to, like,
really?
No, actually, no.
You know, like, I mean, I would love to, you know, be raking it in with them. But at the same time,
Well, yeah, you got to be.
Now we're going to thank our friends on the North Shore, the Porch Southern Fare and Juke Joint. Our buddy Jonathan Post is the head chef and owner of The Porch. They are at 175 Rivers Edge Drive, right in Medford, Massachusetts. Don't want to miss this place. They have some of the best food in the region. Jonathan has brought his Nashville roots here to New England with the food, with the hospitality, and most of all, the music. Check him out, theporchsouthern.com.
Careful what you would... Jinx, buy me a Coke. Yeah, you gotta be careful what you wish for. Because there was a little bit of frazzle time when I had, right before I did that pop-up in Nashville, where I kept saying that to myself over and over, because I was so stressed about getting everything done and packed and all that. I was like, oh my God, is this really what I, you know, I'm freaking out over this. And what if I blow up? What if this goes to where, the places where I always wanted it to go? God forbid. But then I'm like, no, that's what I really want. But I mean, I'm right now on the cusp of hiring help. You know what I mean? It's hard though with my work, because I have an idea in my head and no one else, unless I'm telling you put that patch there, that fringe on there, like I'd have to be really specific. But one of my 2024, not that you asked me, but I'm just sharing.
I get it. No, that's fine. This is your show.
2024, I am going to come out with a short run which of unique pieces. Mm-hmm. So in other words, like jackets, you know, like two jackets, two dresses, two skirts or something to that effect, but they'll be mine.
Right.
So there'll be short runs, maybe 12 of each, but they'll be unique. And, you know, and if I use upcycled fabric or however to get to them, but it's kind of be like a, you know, they'll all be the same. Like, you know, it'd be like a brand, like a authentic pieces, which is super exciting. Because that, the problem with doing all the one-of-a-kind stuff, I can't really wholesale that. Like, I could be in more stores, but it's really hard to wholesale the one-of-a-kind because right, someone's like, I want that in a small, medium, and large. And it's like, you can't. There's only one.
Right, there's one.
So if you do a run like that, you can do a small, medium, and large, and then, you know, you're more likely to get into a lot more stores.
Right.
So
right.
That would be my goal.
Now, do you ever, like, have an idea for a piece and, like, start putting shit together and, like, throw everything at it and then stand back and look at it and go, nope, too much?
Yeah. Yeah. Or the opposite. Or, like, opposite.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Why
isn't this just fringe?
I've taken jackets apart. Matter of fact, I'm staring at a jacket over there where I didn't like the back of it. So I cut the whole back of the jacket out. Huh. And because I just didn't, I'm like, what was I thinking? I went crazy with a paintbrush and it was obnoxious looking, you know, or I'm working on something over here and I'm almost done. And then I stare at the piece that's half done over here and I'm like, wait, that needs this, this, and this. So then I'm like in the middle of that project and then I work over it. It's the pinball.
How's your ADHD?
Severe.
Yeah. I hear that. I feel that.
Yeah.
Because I do the same thing. Yeah, where it's like, especially like when you clean.
Oh,
I'll start cleaning a room.
I don't know when the last time
I'll like walk into another room to get something. I was like, oh, let's clean this whole room right now.
All
right.
I have a confession to make. The other day, I was here. Actually, Maria, you're going to appreciate this.
Maria is.
Oh, yeah. Maria sews a lot.
Maria sews a lot.
She sews a wicked ton. I cut myself the other day. I was doing a trunk or packing for a trunk show or something, and then I cut my finger, and I was such a spaz. I was all over the place, you know. I went in the fridge to look for the Band-Aids. I opened the fridge, and I'm like, "What am I doing?" I'm like, "Shit, I need a Band-Aid," and I ran over there and I opened the fridge. I'm like, what am I doing?
Wow.
They're
in
the bathroom.
That, like, put your cell phone in the freezer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Craziness.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Absolutely.
I guess I don't need a rocket.
No, you are. You are.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's this kind of shit. This industry, it's slow. It takes a minute. Unless you're a, you know, no talent hack that's on TikTok and just so happens to go viral, you know?
Yeah, that's they say it just takes one person to either hear you. That's what I'm saying. That's why I have those like Priscilla Bach, Elle King, those girls. If I had just one of those girls that I could design for,
that's why
that would
be. You know, I was saying that's why at this point, you know, we are getting bigger name talent and, you know, that sort of thing, because it's like more and more people are hearing us. They see the following. They're like, oh, this person isn't just.
Right. No, then I can't believe the people that you get.
I can't.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And you pick them up. Yeah. I mean, if you look back, how many episodes have you done?
By the time this one comes out, we'll be over 200.
No way.
Yeah. As of us recording this, this is going to be our first episode of 2024.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. So as of us recording this, our episode with Uncle Lucius came out today. That was episode 190.
That's incredible.
So by the time this comes out, we'll probably be, you know, we have, what are we in the second week of December? First full week of December?
Yep.
We have 3 episodes a week. Because, like, I've been off of work now for a few months. So I did just a ton of episodes.
That's awesome.
I did it really without thinking about it.
Well, that, yeah.
Like, my schedule was once a week, every Tuesday. I looked in my like catalog and I was like, shit, if I did every Tuesday with what I have, I'm going into April and May of next year. I can't wait that long to release something that I did in October.
You know, that's awesome. That's incredible.
So we're gonna throw like I said, this is the first episode of 2024, so this is the first episode of season 9. And
well, I feel lucky.
You should be. You should feel lucky.
Yeah, and it's a fashion episode.
It is. This is like
country fashion
episode. This is like the best way to kick off the year, because I think this is going to just set everything in.
Yeah, set the tone, right?
Know, maybe eventually you'll pay me for any episode.
Yeah, I can see that happen. I can see how this is going.
You know.
Yeah.
On every episode, Hogwash and Rhinestone, I don't even get a share or anything. Right?
Well, I need some little bit of education on whatever. Sharing and
anyway,
collaborating.
So yeah, you know, I think, again, I'm talking about this now because even though this is a future episode, I'm trying to think of like what we have just, or what we will be doing. And I really think the week of Christmas is going to be like an episode every day.
That's incredible.
Just to start the first of the year fresh.
That's awesome.
I think that's what I'm going to have to do.
And how do you find your art? Now I feel like I'm interviewing you. How do you find these artists? Like all of
when I first started it, I just kind of like threw it out there. It was like, hey.
To like, what groups I mean, though? Like
I
how do you?
I just threw it out on Instagram and it just got shared and it was like the floodgates open. And you know, like, there's been people that I've like asked, you know, like, hey, you want to do this episode? You want to do an episode? And they're like, yeah, hell yeah. You know, to the point now where, like, you know, people come to me. You know, I get pitched artists all the time. You know,
that's got to be a good feeling.
It is. And, you know, some of them I feel bad because, like, I want, you know, me being me, I want everybody to get on and tell their story.
Yep.
But, you know, am I also at the point where it's like, I got to look at the other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you can be choosy. You can be picky.
How's your social media presence? How are the songs? You know, how's the music?
Yeah.
You know, because if I think your music sucks, it's like, I don't know. Can't fake that. You'd be like, wow, this song is really good. It's not.
Well, good.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, that probably makes all the people that you've had on feel very special, too.
I mean, it should. It should. Especially in the last year. I've been super picky. You know, it may not seem it based on how many episodes I put out, but, you know, all of these episodes, especially this year, have been very hand-selected.
And these are, most of them are, well, not like the one that's coming out today, but a lot of them are emerging artists, or
some of them,
yeah, because you know, those are the ones that 2 years from now or whatever that you can do a follow up. And you
know, I can't even tell you how many. And like, it's gotten to a point where like I kind of like pitch this in some of the places I, you know, some of the artists I want to come on. I've had people I've interviewed, and you know, a couple of months later, they're making their opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I've seen that.
Obviously,
seen...
it's not my, you know, it's not because they were on the Boots and Whiskey podcast, right?
How do you know?
I mean,
You don't know. I mean, you don't know who's listening.
That's true. That's true.
You can be just scrolling. You know what I mean?
And
Spotify.
You know, it's been wild to see. You know,
it's so cool.
Like, I think it was earlier this year or earlier in 2023, we had JD Clayton on. Great guy. You know, when we talked to him, he was like really pushing his shit. You know, and like 2 months later, he made his opera.
It's amazing.
Now he's like touring with some of the biggest real country acts out.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
What is your biggest goal in 2024?
To quit my job and do this one.
Okay.
That is my goal.
So we're going to make that happen.
That has been my goal for this since day one.
And 2024 is the year.
I think it might be.
Good.
You know, because we're taking on artists. We will be announcing who our artists are. If we haven't already done it, we will do it at some point this week to kick off 24. I know who they are now at the beginning of December, but we're not talking about it until the first of the year.
When you say your artist, is this someone that you're going to manage?
Yeah,
or
we're
is
gonna, well, like, manage.
Manage book. Gonna, yeah.
Do that sort of thing. I mean, obviously, we don't have exclusive rights to everybody, you know, and, you know, except for maybe like one or two people. But yeah.
Are they local or are they distant? No. Distant, that's awesome. Yeah. That's even better.
Yeah, we got this one girl. She's in northern Alabama, and she's incredible. Incredible. She's already put out songs with some other, you know, emerging hitters in that world, and I really think she has what it takes to.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, she has the voice. She has that. Like, this is how I'm doing it. And fuck you.
That's awesome. And you found her through your podcast.
Yeah.
That's so good. That's so good.
And we're working with a local girl who I think is great too. I think we can get her out of New England.
Down in Nashville? You should put on your bucket list the CMAs, be at CMAs this year.
I think we're going to do that this year.
2024. I think I'm going to pop up for it. So
I'm hoping that now it's that it's January, hoping that we get our CRS credentials at the end of February. Country Radio Seminar.
Okay.
Because we applied for that.
When
so
is that?
Any of my friends are listening to this in Nashville. I need a place to stay then.
When is it?
The last week. It goes into like the first or second month. Happy birthday to me. If anybody wants to give me a gift. A place to stay in Nashville for now.
When's your birthday?
March 4th.
I'm February 1st.
So I think I would be totally remiss if I didn't mention our friends over at 10thWhiskey.com. That's 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirit Company. They're out of Vail, Colorado. Great, great friends of ours. We don't like bourbon here at the Boots and Whiskey Podcast, and they make the absolute best bourbon I've ever tasted in my entire life. And I'm not saying that because they've been great to us. They have the best bourbon, the best rye I've ever tasted in my entire life. So check them out, 10thWhiskey.com. Tell them the Boots and Whiskey Podcast sent you. Cheers.
Yeah, I'm Aquarius. I'm pretty sure that my son's birthday is today.
Oh.
My oldest.
Did you know that? Did you text him?
Yeah, I did this morning. All right. But I'm just thinking my son's 28 today. So that. Yeah, you're a baby. Yeah. You're just a baby. But those are some good goals then for 2024.
Yeah. That's my goal. CRS, CMA, make money.
Yeah, I'm CMA, make money. Yeah. And manufacture. With Maria's help. Maria sews a lot.
Maria sews a lot. If Maria was younger and shorter, it would like she wouldn't even see over these desks.
Why? Because they're piled high
they're
with my
so
stuff.
High.
Well, we have to because if we when you're sewing or you're cutting, you don't want to be leaning way over because you'll hurt your back.
Really?
Yeah. So they gotta be, yeah.
Like my back's hurting just watching her stand there and do that. Like my whole body hurts, actually.
There's the gym is next door. Oh, is that a woman's only gym? Oh.
It's 23, 24. I could identify, I'm sure. And
go oh, okay. They, that's they can't that's out, right? That's right? True.
Is that how that goes?
That's true.
Sorry, we're getting.
We're yeah, getting, don't get sidetracked, yeah. Please. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy. Anybody? Shark? Can forget it. So, yeah.
Well, good. I hope that all works. It will. You have to, like, yeah. Without a doubt, you just know it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it is going to. It's going to happen. You know, and I know you and I, we don't have to talk about it too much right now, but we discussed a little bit of possibly a little cross-pollination. Yeah.
No, we're going to do that. Because you can go into the places I don't really care for that you really like, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
You know, perfect. I just have my logo.
Yeah. You know? I'm sure we can do something.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, we're going to. It's going
to
be the year.
I'm popping up at Boston Harbor Distillery next Sunday, too, by the way. I'll have a little conversation with Rhonda, too.
Next
maybe
Sunday will be way after. But yeah.
No, wait a minute. Next Sunday. No, I'm just thinking out loud. I'll talk to the owner of.
Yeah.
So you should do it something live from there.
I would love to.
You know, just a whiskey review. Well, I'll talk to Rhonda.
This is how I call people out. I don't get fuck.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right. Well, then you don't.
You know, obviously I care. I want to work with these people. But, like, at the same time, it's like I have an arrogance about myself where it's like I know this is something.
Well, that's all that you need to know. That's all you need to know. Screw everybody's opinion. No, no.
You're a fool in my eyes. You're a fool.
Well, I'm so glad I'm on the train.
Yeah, you know?
The crazy train.
Get on the train or get off. Don't stand in the tracks, man. I'm coming through.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Grab a seatbelt.
That's right.
All right. This is exciting.
It is exciting. I'm excited.
I'm excited for 2024.
I've never been this excited in an interview in my entire life. Maria just said that's exciting.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's so good. There's so much. Oh,
that's right. Because we're live and not over the phone, it cuts us off at 60 seconds or 60 minutes, which is stupid as all hell. But like, if we were to do this over the phone, I could talk to you for like 3 hours and never stop recording. It's fucking bizarre.
Why? Your episodes are an hour, aren't they? Yeah, yeah, the 56 minutes or 54 minutes, I think, the ones I've listened to. Yeah. Now, who else did you? I'm just trying to. Kinsey Rose?
Nope. I don't know.
Yeah, I would just.
There's been 200 plus episodes.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I do. I kind of remember it. But.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I love, you know, it's the greatest job I've ever had, I've done for free. Awesome.
So, oh, man. When did you start? Like, what gave you this idea to start?
Boredom. I was bored. I always wanted a podcast, and everything I've always talked about in my podcasts were, you know, I just couldn't get into it. Like, I could get into it, but like, it was always just me, and I was getting sick of talking to myself as much as I love to talk.
I love to talk to myself.
I couldn't. You know, I tried baseball, I tried politics, I tried current events, I tried movies, I tried, you know, all this stuff.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
You found country music.
Yeah.
And I just, but how did that, that's a lot different than.
Yeah, well, because like, you know, in the last, you know, decade, I've really gotten into country music. And then one day I was on Spotify and I was listening to a playlist and it was a lot better than what was on the radio. And I didn't recognize anybody's name. And I was like, this is great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's how you found that.
I wonder if I could talk about this.
That's so cool. That's neat.
And like, and honest to God, it kind of started with Annie Brooks, too. You know, I would see Annie's stuff on Facebook all the time, and I was like, who the fuck is this?
I did a jacket for her.
Yeah.
I did a Celtics jacket, actually. Yeah. She was saying the anthem.
Yeah,
I was like, that was a long time ago.
Like,
she was really good at. I was just gonna say
she markets herself unbelievably. And like, you know, she sings great too. She's a wonderful artist. And you know, she's become a pretty decent friend, you know, or you know, somebody I could go to, you know. We're not like BFFs.
And she's still on the good on the marketing. Still, yeah. I think she's played or is going to play with Colt Ford or something.
Yeah, so. She just did that.
Or it's something. Yeah. Okay.
I actually texted her about that. I was like, what a yin and yang kind of show that is. But I, you know, I'm, from what I gather, it was really well received.
No, and that sometimes awesome. That's the way to do it, like you know, the opposite. Right. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Like you any know, relationships, they right. say our opposites attract. Right. Absolutely. It's a good balance.
Right. That is a good balance.
Yeah, for the rough and tough and the right. frilly. It's kind of like that's what kind of like what we got going on.
Right.
Fringy with a little bit of.
Yeah, you got Maria who's the rough and tough. And then...
I'm not frilly. I don't consider myself frilly. My clothing might be.
Yeah. And then, you know, like I said at the beginning, I had asked, I was like, hey, is there any artists out there that would want to come out and tell their story? And here we are 3 years later and it has not slowed down.
Good.
And like every year I say, you know what, this is going to be the year I bring it in and just do one episode a week.
And now you're talking about three and then right. you're talking about every day in December for 1 week right. or whatever.
That's only because of how much I have back that are really great conversations, you know, but like when you have Cody Jinx's guitar player, like you don't put that one in the back burner for a few weeks.
No, you don't. I mean?
When you have Uncle Lucius and an album of theirs coming out, the first one in 8 years, you put that out.
I would think that.
You know what I mean? And everybody else has to kind of get pushed, you know, and that's just how it
Who's
is.
Who's the biggest artist you've ever interviewed?
Artist-wise? I mean, we've had Chris Cagle, had Shane Smith and the Saints twice now. And those episodes blow up. We've had Justin Morris TM. His name is JR the Handler. He's going to be, he was our 200th episode. He was been on before too.
I'd say that's a big one.
Yeah, it's a huge one.
Yeah, that's huge.
We've had Lanko on.
You've had Lanko on?
Yep.
Lanko, I have to go back and listen to that.
That was like our first like real art, not our first like named art.
Uh huh.
We've had George Dukas on. We've had Ray Scott on. Ray's the fucking man. Who else?
Well, that's a lot right there.
We had Marco Brown on. He did the Get Up. Ray Fulcher's been on.
He did a pop up at his last show.
Yeah.
When he was around.
We've had, you know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we've had some great conversations. Travis Denning.
You paved the way for 2024 for the larger,
I mean,
the
like
bigger.
I know it sounds arrogant and people will probably scoff at it, but like, get on this train because you're going to want to be on it once it's
rolling. Yeah. Well, I'm in. Count me in. Yeah.
So before we run out, we don't have to restart this again. Because we are the Boots and Whiskey podcast, I know you've listened to every episode. You've already said that 7 times.
I have
anyway.
2.
What are your boots of choice? What is your whiskey of choice?
My boots of choice are they're Old West. I know it's. I mean, I should be saying Corral or Lucchese or whatever, but no, it's Old West.
Yes.
And they've had them for 12 years. And I can feel the rain coming through the bottom, so it might be time to resole.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah. 100%. Actually, if I come out of the house, if I wear those, my husband's like, get those off.
Yeah.
Why do you wear those boots and not your new ones? But anyways, so I'd say Old West and whiskey, Demon Seed. That's out of Boston Harbor Distillery. Oh. Jalapeno, ghost pepper. It's they have a drink called the Nail Biter. Yeah, it's heated whiskey.
Oh.
And it's not like Fireball, like cinnamon whiskey, but it actually has a ghost pepper, like jalapeno taste.
Huh.
It's very good.
I'm not sure about that. Like a lady, I'm not sure about it.
Well, I'm not a whiskey girl. I'm a beer girl.
Okay.
But if you're going to something, it's got heat in it, then I'll, mm-hmm. then I like to try it.
Like heat, like warm, or like heat, like spice?
It has to be both. I'd say heat, like warm, though.
Okay.
Like, I eat jalapenos like crazy.
Really?
Like candy, yeah.
How's
I don't.
Stomach?
I think it's wrought iron. Because I can eat a whole jar of pepperoncinis.
I like jalapenos, but like I have a couple and I'm like,
oh, oh no. I just bought a huge jar this big at Ocean State, and it's half gone. I just eat them like it's.
Damn.
Yeah. And knock on wood, I don't really get sick a lot, and I think that it kills all the.
Yeah, it kills everything.
And then crushed red pepper.
Yeah.
I keep Tabasco in my pocketbook.
Just
in case I need a hit.
Yeah. Just don't put it in your eyes.
Or touch your eyes after you've been cutting up jalapenos.
That's the worst. Like, when you have, like buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Eat those, and then like you think you have it all off your hands, and then you like,
rub your
eye, and you're like, I'm dead. Yeah. That's happened once or twice. Well, Ray, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
No problem. Tell everybody how to find you.
So Instagram and Facebook. Our page is Hogwash and Rhinestones, and our website is www.hogwashn, not the word and, just the letter N, rhinestones.com.
Yes. Cool. Check out Ray. Thanks for being here. Here's to 2024.
Here's to 2024.
Can't believe it.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be. All right. Cool. Thanks.
Great.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Our conversation with Ray Finn. Ray, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. This is like a long time. This was a long time coming. I'm glad we got to do it. We're going to do more episodes, I think, with Ray as the year goes on. And, you know, she's going to do some more fashion stuff for us. We're going to do fashion stuff for her. Well, we ain't going to do fashion shit for anybody because we are not fashion people. But as I say that in my hey dudes in sweatpants as I record this. But yeah, happy new year, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, thank you for a great 2023. And, you know, I hope we hope to see you next week. We got a great episode next week. I don't really know who it is. We got a couple of things listed. I know we got a few. We got one for sure that has to go out on a certain date in January, and that's going to be our friend Maddie True that we talked to not too long ago. I'm not really sure what the rest of January looks like. We're setting up one with one of our favorite artists now. We might have already even recorded it today. I'm not really sure yet. And I am going to toy with when that comes out, hopefully sooner than later. But thank you guys so much. I hope you all had a safe and healthy new year and Christmas and the whole nine yards. Again, thank you for bearing with me the last couple of months of 2023 and all the shit I sent out at you. I appreciate it. We got a lot of lessons still. So God, thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. And that's it, guys. I hope you enjoy your 2024. And without further ado, like I said at the beginning here at the Boots and Whiskey podcast, it's all about real people, real stories, real country. Thank you so much for being here. And until next time, guys, keep those boots on the ground and the whiskey in the glass. Cheers, y'all. Enjoy your day. Good night.